Unit 6, Culture and Communication.
Between Cultures. 2. A Can of Worms. Taboos in America. Listen to a dialogue about communication taboos in America and do the exercises.
Professor, do you know anything about American taboos?
Age. Yes, age is a very sensitive subject to many Americans, especially to women over the age of 30.
How would a woman respond if I asked her, how old are you exactly?
That's the last thing they want to be asked. It may result in replies like, how old do you think I am?
If I'm dying to know someone's age?
You take 10 years off the age they look. I'm sure you'll get a big smile from that person who will say, well, I'm already 38. Can you believe it?
What else do Americans mind?
Weight. You'd better not ask how much they weigh, even if they are thin.
But what if I have to bring up this subject?
It's always safe to say, hey, you look great. Very healthy. Never say someone is fat.
Well, those Americans. It's difficult to avoid landmines.
So, be sensible, watch your step, and try not to open a can of worms.
Professor, do you know anything about American taboos?
Age. Yes, age is a very sensitive subject to many Americans, especially to women over the age of 30.
How would a woman respond if I asked her, how old are you exactly?
That's the last thing they want to be asked. It may result in replies like, how old do you think I am?
If I'm dying to know someone's age?
You take 10 years off the age they look. I'm sure you'll get a big smile from that person who will say, well, I'm already 38. Can you believe it?
What else do Americans mind?
Weight. You'd better not ask how much they weigh, even if they are thin.
But what if I have to bring up this subject?
It's always safe to say, hey, you look great. Very healthy. Never say someone is fat.
Well, those Americans. It's difficult to avoid landmines.
So, be sensible, watch your step, and try not to open a can of worms.
3.
Our little aunt. Leslie's talking with a colleague, Su Wei, at Su Wei's home. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements agree with the information given in the dialogue.
Hey, Su Wei, who is this girl? I've never seen her before.
Oh, she is a new member of our family, our little aunt. Xiao Aiyi.
Little aunt? A new member? But you don't look like relatives. I'm confused.
Little aunt means Bao Mu in Chinese.
Bao Mu? Housekeeper?
Well, sort of. Sometimes it means nanny or cleaning lady, too.
Why? A housekeeper is a housekeeper, and a nanny is a nanny. Why do you call her little aunt? So confusing.
That's a euphemism for housekeeper in Chinese. Calling her little aunt avoids embarrassment. What's more, this term makes the girl feel comfortable.
Hey, Su Wei, who is this girl? I've never seen her before.
Oh, she is a new member of our family, our little aunt. Xiao Aiyi.
Little aunt? A new member? But you don't look like relatives. I'm confused.
Little aunt means Bao Mu in Chinese.
Bao Mu? Housekeeper?
Well, sort of. Sometimes it means nanny or cleaning lady, too.
Why? A housekeeper is a housekeeper, and a nanny is a nanny. Why do you call her little aunt? So confusing.
That's a euphemism for housekeeper in Chinese. Calling her little aunt avoids embarrassment. What's more, this term makes the girl feel comfortable. 5. American management. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Cross-cultural differences are often worth paying attention to. They include the dress code for appointments, the manner in which we introduce ourselves and greet others, expressing thanks to the hosts, as well as proper etiquette for the presentation of gifts and corporate management. The American and Japanese companies located in an industrial park decided to engage in a boat race. Both teams practiced hard and long to reach their peak performance. On the big day, they felt ready. The Japanese won by a mile. The American team was discouraged by the loss. Morale sank low. Corporate management decided that the reason for the crushing defeat had to be found. So, a consulting firm was hired to investigate the problem and recommend corrective actions. The consultant's finding: the Japanese team had 8 people rowing and 1 person directing. The American team had 1 person rowing and 8 people directing. After a year of study and millions spent analyzing the problem, the consulting firm concluded that too many people were directing and not enough were rowing on the American team. So as race day neared again the following year, the Americans' team management structure was completely reorganized. The new structure: 4 directing managers, 4 area directing managers, and a new performance review system for the person rowing the boat. The next year, the Japanese won by 2 miles. Insulted, the American company laid off the rower for poor performance and gave the managers a bonus for discovering the problem.
7. Read me. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat. Pay attention to the underlying parts. Do you hear to or ter?
1. Let me help you to some fish.
2. I went to Mexico.
3. Let's clean up and go to entertain ourselves.
4. I work from Monday to Friday. Body language. 2. What is body language? Body language usually prevails over words. Professor Brown is being interviewed about his recent book, Body Language and Behavior.
Today we have Professor Jack Brown in the studio to talk about his recent book, Body Language and Behavior. Good evening, Professor Brown.
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me here this evening.
Professor Brown, could you tell us what exactly body language is?
Well, body language is the gestures, postures, facial expressions, and eye movements that one uses to communicate.
Communicate?
Yes. It sometimes refers to nonverbal communication. In other words, it means that you can tell people's mood or state of mind by the expression on their faces, the way they are standing or sitting, etc.
I see. In your book, you say up to 93% of communication is nonverbal.
That's right. Body language usually prevails over words.
Like the smile?
Yes. The best example of body language is the smile. A smile can help people get through difficult situations and find friends in a world of strangers. A smile can also open doors and tear down walls. There are about 50 different types of human smile.
Wow.
Surprised?
Yes. I think I'll really have a good look at your new book. Okay, after the news in brief, we'll continue our talk. Please stay with us. Today we have Professor Jack Brown in the studio to talk about his recent book, Body Language and Behavior. Good evening, Professor Brown.
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me here this evening.
Professor Brown, could you tell us what exactly body language is?
Well, body language is the gestures, postures, facial expressions, and eye movements that one uses to communicate.
Communicate?
Yes. It sometimes refers to nonverbal communication. In other words, it means that you can tell people's mood or state of mind by the expression on their faces, the way they are standing or sitting, etc.
I see. In your book, you say up to 93% of communication is nonverbal.
That's right. Body language usually prevails over words.
Like the smile?
Yes. The best example of body language is the smile. A smile can help people get through difficult situations and find friends in a world of strangers. A smile can also open doors and tear down walls. There are about 50 different types of human smile.
Wow.
Surprised?
Yes. I think I'll really have a good look at your new book. Okay, after the news in brief, we'll continue our talk. Please stay with us. 3.
Body language used in job interviews. Anne is going to have a job interview tomorrow. She's asking Mike for advice. Mike is talking about the proper body language for an interview. Read and listen to the conversation. Then complete the table.
Mike, I will have a job interview tomorrow, so would you give me some advice?
Yes. When you're being interviewed, it's very important that you give out the right signals.
Tell me more about that.
First, you should always look attentive, so don't slouch in your chair.
Look attentive, just as I'm now, listening to you and looking into your eyes.
Yes.
And if they ask me some questions, should I answer all the questions without hiding anything?
Yes, and never lie to anyone in an interview, because your body language and tone of voice will probably give you away. For example, scratching your nose and not looking directly at the other person while speaking to him.
Oh, I see.
Now, I'd like to point out some factors that could cost you the job.
Please.
Using too many hand gestures, being aggressive, acting in a superior way, or being unable to communicate clearly, all these will count you out.
Okay, I'll keep all that in mind and thank you for your help.
Good luck to you.
Mike, I will have a job interview tomorrow, so would you give me some advice?
Yes. When you're being interviewed, it's very important that you give out the right signals.
Tell me more about that.
First, you should always look attentive, so don't slouch in your chair.
Look attentive, just as I'm now, listening to you and looking into your eyes.
Yes.
And if they ask me some questions, should I answer all the questions without hiding anything?
Yes, and never lie to anyone in an interview, because your body language and tone of voice will probably give you away. For example, scratching your nose and not looking directly at the other person while speaking to him.
Oh, I see.
Now, I'd like to point out some factors that could cost you the job.
Please.
Using too many hand gestures, being aggressive, acting in a superior way, or being unable to communicate clearly, all these will count you out.
Okay, I'll keep all that in mind and thank you for your help.
Good luck to you.
5. Body language in different cultures. Read the passage and do the exercises that follow.
An American businesswoman comes away from a meeting delightedly. She finally gets her Japanese supplier to agree on the price. But a few days later, she receives questions about the price. "What's going on here?" she asks. They agreed to the price and they even nodded and smiled. The Japanese, who are trained to hide their disagreement or anger, might even smile in situations where Americans cry. The meaning of a smile is not universal. Neither is a frown. When we are sad or angry, we can frown or even cry. In Arabic and Iranian cultures, people express pain openly. They even express sadness loudly. While people from China, Japan, and Indonesia are more likely to control their feelings. Eye contact alone can carry a lot of information and is more typical of the Western world. In many countries, such as Japan, younger people do not stare at an older person. If they do so, they must be the first to lower their eyes. In the USA and other English-speaking countries, the ring or OK gesture means everything is OK. In France, it can also mean zero or nothing. In Japan, it can mean money. In some Mediterranean countries, it is used to mean that a man is a homosexual. The V sign in New Zealand and Great Britain, with the palm facing towards the speaker, is the insulting version of this sign. In the USA, the V sign means victory, but the two fingers and the palm face out. In Indonesia, the V sign means number two. In the USA, beckoning people to come with the palm up is common or acceptable. However, in the Philippines, Korea, and parts of Latin America, the same gesture is considered rude. In some countries, only an animal can be beckoned with the palm up. In China, we signal with the palm down to the person to come.
Vocabulary. New words.
Taboo.
Proper.
Opposite.
Impolite.
Professor.
Sensitive.
Subject.
Especially.
Exactly.
Landmine.
Sensible.
Worm.
Colleague.
Confuse.
Housekeeper.
Nanny.
Comfortable.
Host.
Blunder.
Entertain.
Cheese.
Spit.
Extremely.
Ugly.
Actually.
Circle.
Triangle.
Ancient.
Bind.
Officially.
Forbid.
Golden. Appointment.
Express.
Etiquette.
Presentation.
Industrial.
Performance.
Discourage.
Morale.
Sink.
Crushing.
Defeat.
Consult.
Investigate.
Recommend.
Consultant.
Row.
Direct.
Analyze.
Conclude.
Structure.
Review.
System.
Insult.
Bonus.
Convince.
Anger.
Boredom.
Impatience.
Frustration.
Excitement.
Prevail.
Gesture.
Facial.
Nonverbal.
Mood.
Signal.
Slouch.
Tone.
Aggressive.
Businesswoman.
Nod.
Universal.
Frown.
Arabic.
Iranian.
Typical.
Mediterranean.
Homosexual.
Insulting.
Victory.
Beckon.
Acceptable.
Distrust.
Nervousness.
Proper nouns.
Wisconsin.
Singapore.
Indonesia.
New Zealand.
Great Britain.
Philippines.
Korea.
Latin America.